Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our broadcast series titled The Informed Fed. My guest host, Bryant Stone. Bryant, welcome back again.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me back on. Appreciate it.
For those of you that are attending your first session, in the notes section, it's attached to this session, regardless of where you're picking it up, YouTube, podcast channel. What we go through, we'll have links to the book. We'll have links to our website and any of the corresponding information that we go through today. So we are going through our series of The Informed Fed, and we're going chapter by chapter. Bryant is a financial fiduciary and co-author of the book, The Informed Fed. And today we're going to talk about chapter 3, Earn While You Learn Philosophies. And a very interesting chapter. We're going to hit on some high-level talking points, and then you'll have an opportunity to get a copy of your book, of this book, at the end. So, Bryant, let's talk a little bit about Chapter 3.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Yeah, you know, like you mentioned, you know, Chapter 3, Earn While You Learn Philosophies. And, you know, as you're going through this book and as you're reading this book, you know, what we're trying to accomplish here, Jeff, in these first couple chapters is really getting people to understand the mindset. The mindset of a federal employee should have that wants to create financial success for themselves. And some of the concepts, you know, Jeff, that come with being successful with anything is mindset, right? Making sure that you have the right mindset to think clearly, to understand, you know, what your goals are. And it's no different when it comes to, you know, understanding your federal benefits and really setting yourself up for financial success. Now, when we talk in terms, Jeff, of their federal benefits, that's what the objective and the goal of a federal employee is, right? You have your benefits, that's your financial world, is to understand that. So this Earn While You Learn Philosophies chapter, it talked about seven different philosophies, but the main concept that we're trying to get to the mass public and the people that are reading this book is really understanding that, you know, when it comes to, you know, building yourself for financial success, you have to have the correct mindset and the motivation. It's almost a sense of personal development, Jeff, which I actually enjoy and love a lot, because I think personal development goes to a lot of different areas in your life, right? Your financial success, your relationships with people, your relationships with kids, right? It's all about having, you know, good personal development, a good mindset. And then from that point, you can start to, you know, develop and build good habits, as we talk about in Chapter 3.
Yeah. So what stood out to me in this particular chapter was knowledge learned is money earned. And I think that's something that, as a former advisor and now helping market with numerous financial advisors, fiduciaries, accountants across the country, those that have the most impact are holistic in their approach. And that's something that your firm and my Fed University have, I believe, a master, and that is creating educational resources. And knowledge is power, right?
Correct. I mean, you know, just simple things, Jeff, like knowing the difference between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA, you know, a non-qualified account to a qualified account. You know, RMDs, you know, these are things that people, that I've seen over my years, Jeff, and working in the financial services space for 15 plus years now, the last seven have been, you know, directly dedicated to marketing and really making federal employees my niche type of clientele. You know, I've spent an extensive amount of time learning their benefits. And like you said, with our practice, I think what we try to focus on is really separating ourselves from other financial advisors. And a big separator that I've seen is just really being holistic in your practice. So not only focusing on, you know, someone's investments, but also focusing on their insurances, focusing on their tax liabilities, focusing on their estate plan. So, you know, in this chapter and throughout this book, you know, what we try to reference is, you know, things that make federal employees and just people in general successful and things that don't. And one of the things that kind of sticks out to me here, it talks about in chapter three, is the four built-in traps that await federal employees that have not prepared for the retirement plan. So the first one being, you know, taxes on distributions, chasing tax liabilities, right? So a huge thing that I'll see is people will be, you know, not really understanding the ramifications, whether it's taking out, and I've seen this happen, you know, a multitude of times, you know, once they're eligible to take money out of their TSP, they'll just take it all out in one swoop and pay off their mortgage, not understanding the tax liabilities that come with that, right? The federal employee group life insurance. I can't tell you, Jeff, how many times that I've seen federal employees just not understand how that actually works and waste thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on this insurance just because they weren't aware of the increases in their premiums on their federal employee group life insurance. And yeah, and sometimes we're able to help them with a private plan or just help them to cancel it once we've spoken to them. But, you know, we may have gotten to them, Jeff, before they wasted $10,000 in premiums to the federal employee group life insurance, where that money could have been allocated, once again, if they have prepared, that money could have been allocated towards, you know, paying off debt or investing it into a life insurance that they're going to keep throughout their lifetime. You know, things like TSP allocations. I can't tell you how many times I've spoken to people that were like, yeah, I got this TSP thing, not really sure how it works. And then their money's, you know, they've been with the government 25 years and their money's been in the G fund for 25 years. So they've missed that potential market appreciation over that time. And they really just have what they put in with the government as match and or not knowing that they do have matching, right? And they may seem like simple things. And, you know, a lot of people that are listening to this podcast and this video today, they're like, well, I know that type of stuff, but you'd be surprised how many people don't. So you're a step ahead of the game by just knowing those simple things. And then, you know, obviously the normal things, outliving your retirement income, you know, really having a well thought out prepared plan. The federal employees that I work with, Jeff, that are the most successful are typically the ones that are coming to me on an annual basis and reevaluating their retirement plan. Even if they're 10 years out, they're just getting a checkup once a year. And we talk about that in chapter three, is making sure that you do get an annual checkup with your advisor. So you can kind of see where your plan is at, if you need to make some adjustments, if you need to increase some risk, decrease some risk, add an insurance, take off an insurance, so on and so forth. So those are the commonalities, Jeff, that I see of people that have prepared, that have, you know, well thought out plans compared to the ones that don't.
Well, we also just, as you were discussing the chapter, I was just thinking, you know, there are a lot of good resources at MyFed University, as well as your practice offers. And in the notes section, whether you're doing this from YouTube or if you're picking up the audio podcast in one of our, we're on numerous networks out there, click on the links below and schedule a time with Bryant. We have the 800 number there. You can call his office. Initial consultation is no cost, correct, Bryant?
Yeah, we all our initial consultations are complimentary, and depending the complexity of their finances and what they have going on. It may include 1 to 2 to 3 complimentary consultations, and then, you know, obviously we'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, the consultations are complimentary, and typically in that, you know, we're just trying to help you establish some goals, and get a, you know, a 360 view of what your retirement could potentially look like based upon the track that you're currently on. And if we see some areas of improvement, you know, we'll obviously let you know those areas, but you are under no obligation to do anything.
That's great. So chapter three, again, if you want a copy of the book, you can click a link. It's available on Amazon, but you can also click the link and get the e-version downloaded. That's in the notes section. And also Brian's calendar and his contact information if you'd like a complimentary review of your overall financial situation as a government employee. Again, that's a free session to just get an assessment of where you're at. So Brian, thanks again as usual.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you having me on, man. Look forward to the next one.
You got it. So we get into part two. Chapter four is optimizing your benefits. So look for that episode to drop. And, you know, start planning, everybody. It's a crazy world out there. And, you know, Brian and his team have a handle on the benefits and resources to help you as a federal employee, no matter what stage of the career you're in. So we look forward to talking to you again. We'll be back for chapter four. Thank you.
Investment advisory services offered through Red Hawk Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC registered investment advisor. Top Rank Advisors LLC and Red Hawk Wealth Advisors Incorporated are not affiliated.